Today, we continue in our study of Mishnayos Maseches Kelim with lesson number 39. We will be learning the final two Mishnayos of the 10th Perek, 7th and 8th Mishnah, Perek Yud, Mishnah Zayin, and Mishnah Ches. From the very first lesson, the beginning of our study of Mishnayos Kelim, I suggested strongly that you each try to procure one of the diagram books or booklets that are available on the market, or a version of the Mishnayos which have diagrams in it. Some of the Mishnayos we have been learning did not require any special diagram. You could use your own imagination. But sometimes, and it's particularly true with these two Mishnayos that we will be learning today, a diagram is essential, really, to understanding it, and makes the old adage, one picture is worth a thousand words, really rings true for these two Mishnayos in particular. I will try to explain the Mishnayos in a way that you can imagine without a diagram, but it would be helpful if you had a diagram in front of you, or if, as we study the Mishnah, you sketch your own diagram. We'll begin with Mishnah Zayin. Now, Mishnah Zayin requires some background. In Mishnayos Maseches Ohalos, which deals with the halachos of tumas meis, of a corpse found in an ohel, in a tent, meaning in an enclosed structure with a roof over it. And there, we will learn in Mitz Hashem, when we get to Maseches Olas, that if you have an ohel, a structure, even a very small one, whose dimensions are a tefach by a tefach by a tefach, meaning it is one tefach, one hand breadth, one fist breadth, width of a fist, long, wide, and high. All of its three dimensions are a tefach. Such an ohel is mevi es hatuma. That's the bad news. Anything, if part of a mace, part of a corpse, is in that small ohel, tefach by tefach by tefach, it is mevies hatumah, meaning anything in that little mini ohel is tome, tumas mes. That's the bad news. The good news is that such an ohel is chotzeitz bifnei hatumah, that if the mace is outside this ohel, so you have a big room, and within the big room you have a little room, and the little room is really little, tefach by tefach by tefach. That little room is chotzeitz bifnei atuma, blocks the tuma in the surrounding larger room from penetrating into it. That little ohel is chotzeitz bifnei hatuma, is matzil everything inside of it from becoming tome. Number one. Number two, what I've been telling you is about an ohel. But if you have a keli, a vessel is maybe es hatuma. If you have a pot, a tanur, a chovis, which is tefach by tefach by tefach or more, and there is a bit of a mace in that keli, then it is mevi es hatuma. Everything else in that keli becomes tome. But as opposed to an ohel, a keli is not chotzeitz bifnei hatuma. A keli cannot serve as an ohel to protect everything inside of it from becoming tome, unless that keli has a tzomid pasil, has a lid on it, which is tightly affixed to the keli, as we've been studying in this entire perek. So that the kelim which were listed in the first mishnah of our perek, if they have a tzamid posil, they are matzil, they protect whatever is inside of them from becoming tomei. So klei gelolim, klei avonim, klei cheres, atzmos hadog, etc. from Mishnah Aleph of our Perek Asiri, of our 10th Perek, are matzil only if they have it samid posil. If they don't have it samid posil, if they have no cover, or they have a cover which does not qualify as samid posil, they are not matzil, they do not protect their contents. That's a keli. But an ohel, the same size, the same dimensions, even without a tzamid pasil, as long as it's enclosed, is matzil mashe betocho, protects whatever is inside of it. So you have this fundamental distinction between an ohel and a keli. An ein keli nasa ohel. A keli cannot be an ohel. A keli must have a tzamid pasil to protect its contents. Now, the Mishnah further in Maseches Olas gives the background necessary for our Mishnah. And that's the distinction between a Tanur Chadosh and a Tanur Yoshon, a brand new Tanur, which is defined as follows. A brand new Tanur means a Tanur, Shel Cheres, it's a Kli Cheres, but it has not yet been heated. So it's not hardened. It hasn't reached its gemar malacha. It's not a final product. And therefore, that tanur chadosh is not mekabel tumah. So it's not a kli, it's not a vessel as far as kabbalas tumah is concerned. That tanur can be an ohel, the tanur chadosh. A tanur yoshon is an old tanur, meaning by definition, a tanur which has been heated by fire sufficiently, as we studied long ago, sufficiently heated so that now it is strong enough and hard enough, this tanur, to bake sufganim, to bake soft, spongy pastries in them. That is the definition, the gemar malacha, that is the final touch which qualifies this tanur to now be a full-fledged tanur, so that it is bad news. But now, mekabel tumah, that's the distinction between a tanur chadosh and a tanur yoshon. A tanur yoshon is a vessel. It's a finished vessel. And therefore, a tanur yoshon cannot be matzil mashe betocho, cannot protect its contents from becoming tomei, unless it has a tzamid posil. However, a tanur chadosh is not a vessel. It hasn't reached its gemar malacha. It hasn't been heated yet. But it still is a physical structure, a tefach by a tefach by a tefach. So it can be considered an ohel. And as an ohel, it is matzil, its contents, as long as it is totally enclosed, covered, its openings are covered, even if the covering is not samid pasil, is not tightly affixed to it, with all of the criteria that we've been learning as to what qualifies as a samid pasil. So you're better off in a certain sense with a tanur chadosh, which can be an ohel and can be matzil mashe betocho, than you are with a tanur yashon, which is a kli and not an ohel and cannot be matzil mashe betocho, cannot protect its contents from becoming tomei unless it has a samid pasil. Now we are prepared to look at Mishnah Zion. Tanur Yoshon B'toch HaChadosh. Now, here's where you need your diagram or your mental imagery. We have a Tanur Yoshon inside a Tanur Chadosh. So the outer Tanur, the Chadosh, has not yet been hardened, has not yet been heated. So it's not mekabel tumba. And both this Tanur Yoshon and the Tanur Chadosh, the Tanur Yoshon inside the Tanur Chodosh, is in an Ohel HaMes. There's a big room, and there's Nebuch, a corpse lying right there. And next to the corpse, or across the room, but under the same roof, is this Tanur Yashon B'toch HaChodosh. Usrida, we've had the word Srida before. Srida is a flat, like a board upon which you knead, K-N-E-A-D, dough. And it is lying loosely on top of Alpi Hayoshon, on top of the old inner Tanur. And this Srida is not plastered with tit. It is not affixed tightly to the Tanur Yoshon. So the Tanur Yoshon has no Tzamid Pasil on it. It's just covered. Nital HaYoshon Usrida Nofeles. If you will remove the Tanur Yoshon, and the Srida will just fall to the ground inside the Tanur Chadosh. Meaning, the Srida is only wide enough to cover the Tanur Yashon, which is inside the Tanur Chadosh. The Tanur Chadosh is wider, and the Srida does not extend to the walls of the Tanur Chadosh. So if you remove the inner Tanur Yashon, pull it out, the Srida just plops to the ground. Yeah, that's the meaning of Nital HaYoshon Usrida Nofeles. In such a case, Hakol Tome. Everything inside the Tanur Chadosh, Tanur Yoshon, is Tome. Why? Because the Tanur Yoshon in the middle is a Kli. And a Kli cannot protect its contents unless it has its Amid Pasil. And this Tanur Yoshon, which is inside the Tanur Chadosh, has no Tzamid Pasil alof. It only has a loose Srida on it. And it's in an Ohel HaMes. It's in a larger room with a dead body. So therefore, the contents of the inner Tanur Yashon, which is a Kli, without a Tzamid Pasil, but only with a Kisui, only with a loose cover, are Tameyim. What about the Tanur Chadosh, which is outside? That's not a Kli, because it's not finished. Remember, the Tanur Chadosh, it hasn't been baked, it hasn't been heated. So true, it can protect its contents as far as Ohel was concerned, but in order for it to be considered an Ohel, this Tanur Chadosh has to be covered on top. And the Srida, in this case, is not covering it. The Srida doesn't extend to cover the outer walls of the Tanur Chadosh, but only covers the Tanur Yashon, which is a Kli and requires its Tzamid Pasil, and the Srida is not Tzamid Pasil. The Srida is just a loose cover. And the Tanur Chadosh has no cover on top of it. So it's an open Kli, exposed, so to speak, to the air, and therefore it is not an Ohel. If it's not an Ohel, it cannot be Matzil, what is inside of it. Therefore, all of the contents of the Yoshon and the Chadosh are all Temeyim. However, Ve'im Lav, meaning, if the Srida covering the Yashon, if you remove the Yashon, the Srida will not plop to the ground, which means the Srida extends not only over the inner Yashon, but over the Tanur Chadosh, the outer Tanur Chadosh as well. And so therefore, when you pull out the Tanur Yashon, the Tanur Srida remains in place, covering the outer Tanur Chadosh. That's the meaning of Yim Lav. The Srida does not fall, to the ground. Then says the Mishnah, HaKol Tahor. Everything is Tahor. Why? Because the Tanur Chadosh is covered with a Srida. And it is not a Kli, the Tanur Chadosh, because it hasn't reached its stage of Gemar Malacha. It hasn't been husak, it hasn't been cooked, it hasn't been hardened with fire. So it's an ohel, a small ohel. An ohel is matzil kol masha betocho, protects all of its contents. And in this case, the Tanur Yashon is one of the contents of the Tanur Chadosh. So the Yashon is a Kli, but it's inside an ohel. And it's inside an ohel. So that ohel, which is now fashioned by the Tanur Chadosh with the Srida, the loose kisei on top, protects all of its contents from the outer ohel's Tumas Hames. The outer ohel being the physical structure in which these Tanurim are located. Now, the Mishnah flips the scenario and says, Chadosh b'toch hayoshon. Suppose the opposite. The new vessel, meaning the one can be an ohel, but it's not yet a kli, is inside the Tanur Yoshon. And they both are in an ohel hames. There's a large room, corpse there, in that large room. There's a Tanur Chadosh inside a Tanur Yoshon. Usrida al pi ha-yoshon. And there's a Srida covering the outer old Tanur, which is a kli. So you have a Srida on top of the Tanur, the outer Tanur, which is Yoshon. If you now remove this outer Tanur, the Srida will just kind of descend down and descend over the Tanur Chadosh, which is inside the Tanur Yoshon, right? The Srida is covering both. It's covering the Tanur Yoshon, which is larger and contains the Tanur Chadosh. And the Srida is on top of both of them. If you remove the walls of the Tanur Yoshon, which is on the outside, so the Srida will just either be staying upon or just descend slightly and rest upon the inner Tanur Chadosh. Right? Get the picture? Im ein bein chadosh l'srida poseach tefach. As long as the walls of the inner chadosh are not a tefach removed from the srida, so either the srida is resting upon them or will bounce down a half of a tefach and then rest upon them, then kol shebechadosh tohor. Everything inside the inner tanur, the new tanur, which is not a kli, but an ohel, and the srida, which is a loose kisui, a loose lid, not a tzamid pasil, is sufficient to make that tanur chadosh an ohel. It's totally enclosed, and therefore its contents are protected from the tumas hames in the larger room. So the tanur chadosh protects its contents, and its contents are tohor. However, the Tanur Yoshon on the outside is Tomei. Everything in it is Tomei because what cover it? A Srida without some mid-pasil. The Srida has not been plastered on. It's not tightly affixed to the Tanur Yoshon, which is the outer Tanur. So therefore, the contents of the outer Tanur are Tomei, and so is the outer Tanur Tomei, but the inner Tanur, which is a Tanur Chadosh and an Ohel, which has a Srida on top of it, so it's an Ohel, and it protects its contents from the surrounding Tumas Hames. So we have Mishnah Zayin. Mishnah Ches requires a diagram even more than Mishnah Zayin. Let's do our best. Lefosin. Lefosin is the same word as ilfesim, meaning a frying pan. So you have a bunch of frying pans, zo betoch zo. You have a large frying pan, inside of it a medium-sized frying pan, and inside of it a small frying pan. Like you have now envisioned three concentric circles of frying pans. Visif soseyem shavos. The outer frying pan may be 12 inches wide, the middle one may be 10 inches wide, and the smaller one may be 8 inches wide, but they all are only 3 inches high. So at the top, they're all at the same level. Sifso sehem shovels. Hasheretz bo elyono. If the sheretz is in the upper one means the middle one, the smallest circle in the center of these concentric circles. O betachtono. Or if the sheretz, the dead sheretz, is in the lower, meaning the outermost machavas, the outermost ilfis, the outermost circle, he temeya, that ilfis, that pan, which has a sheretz inside of it, is of course tame. V'chulan tahoros, but all the other ones remain tahor. And everything inside of them, the food and drink inside of them, are also tahor. Why? Because if the sheretz is in the elyona, meaning in the central circle, the outer ones are tahor. Because the sheretz is not inside the outer one. The sheretz is inside the inner one, which is inside the outer one. So the sheretz is not toch, the outer one. It's toch, the outer one. It's inside the inside of the outer one. And the pasuk says, with regard to the source of tumah, in this case the sheretz, v'chol kli cheres asher yipol mehem el tocho, that a sheretz is only mitameh, the kli cheres, which it is inside of. But Chazal darshan, if it's inside the inside of the Klicheres. In this case, it's inside another vessel inside the Klicheres. Toch tocho, the sheretz is not metame. And if the sheretz is in the outermost circle, the inner ones are tohor, because the contents of the inner ones are, in other words, the objects which are concerned might become tome, not the source of the tumah, but the objects of the tumah, they are also toch tocho. They are not, their contents, the contents of the inner circles, are not inside the outer circle, they're inside the inside of the outer circle. They're toch tocho. And therefore, the particular machavas, central one or outer one, in which the sheretz is contained, is tameh, but the others remain tahor. Continuing the Mishnah, until now we're talking that all these ilfasin, all these pans, are intact. Now a new twist. Hoyu bichones mashke. If there is a crack in each of these frying pans, which is the size of a kones mashke, that now liquids can penetrate from the outside in to these frying pans. And we learned already that a vessel, in this case a frying pan, which is designed for both ochlin and mashkim, for both solid foods and liquids, and the frying pan is made for chveis, for the latkes, but also for the oil, and the oil is a liquid. So therefore, if there's a nekev in it, the size of a kones mashke, the size which allows liquid to penetrate in from the outside, they are still considered a keli, that they are mekabel tumah. However, they're not considered a keli in order to be matzil what is in their contents with the halachos of toch tocham. A fascinating paradox. They are a kelim that they're mekabel tumah, but to consider a keli which has a hole in it, albeit a hole, a minute hole the size of a kones mashke, you can no longer consider it a container which can rescue or protect its contents with the halacha of a being a inside of an inside, a tocham. So in this case, where if in your diagram you now have these concentrically placed frying pans, and each of the inner ones has a small crack in it the size of a kones mashke. So now, hasheretz boel yono, if the sheretz is in the central one, kulam tameos, all of these frying pans and their contents are tameim. Why? The inner one is tamei because it's still a kli. Yes, it has a slight crack in it, but the slight is only the size of a kones mashke. And therefore we go l'chumra and we say it is still a kli, so it's still mekabel tumah, and its contents are tamei. but also the outer circles where the Sheretz is not. The Sheretz is only in the inner circles, but the outer ones are also Tumeim. Because since the outer ones connect to the inner one with this small hole or crack the size of a Kones Mashke, we look at it L'chumra, and we say it can no longer contain, the inner one can no longer contain the Sheretz inside of it. Because what was enabling the inner one to contain the Sheretz from being metame the outer ones in our first scenario? The fact that the inner one was an intact vessel and the Sheretz was toch. But in this case, the inner one is not intact. It has a slight crack in it. So you can't consider it to be matzil, the Sheretz, from spreading its tumah out with the halacha of toch. But rather, it's as if the Sheretz is now in the airspace of all the surrounding frying pans, the chitzonios, and therefore they're all tameh. However, bitachtona, suppose the Sheretz is lying in the outermost frying pan, so he tameh, the outermost one is tameh, because the outer one is a kli, and in the kli is a Sheretz, and can't help it. It and its contents, ochlin u'mashkim, inside the outer one are tumeim. However, v'chulon, the inner frying pans are all tahoros, v'chulon tahoros, because there's no tuma in their airspace. So, if they are considered kalim, because even though they have a kones mashke crack in them, they are still kalim. Well, a keli is not mekabel tumah meyaver kli cheres. Remember, a keli inside a kli cheres, which is tamei, the outer kli cheres being tamei, the inner one not, because the kelim are not mekabel tumah from other kelim, even from aver kli cheres. That's if they are considered kelim. And if you're going to say, well, there's a slight crack in them, so they're not considered kelim. Well, if they're not considered kelim, they're not mekabel tumah. Something which is not a kli is not mekabel tumah. That's as far as those inner pans themselves is concerned. However, the ochlin u'mashkin, the latke and the oil, which are inside the inner ones, they are tamei. Because here we have to go l'chumra and say, well, suppose these inner ones are not considered kalim, because after all, they have a slight crack in them. If they're not considered kalim, they can't protect their contents with the halacha of toch tochon, because they're not kalim. They're not kalim, you can't consider them a toch to be inside of a toch. So the ochlin u'mashkim inside the inner ones are tameim, but as the kalim themselves are not tameim. Now you might say, if inside these inner kalim there's oil, latkes and oil, so the oil is a liquid, is a mashkin, and it's tamei, and we know the halacha now that at least midrabanon, mashkim tameim are metamei kalim. So why aren't the mashkim tameim, the tamedika liquids inside the inner pans, why do they not be metamei their pans? So the reason is because the gabi tumas atzmon, when it comes to the pans themselves, we say a memonavshach. We say as follows. If these pans are kalim, nu, so then the mashkim are not tameim, because the mashkim are inside them, and they are inside the outer pan, so they are fully fledged toch tochon, and the mashkim are not tameim. If they're not kalim, and that's why the mashkim are tamei, well, because you can't say toch tocho, but if they're not kalim, there can't be mekabel tumah, something which is not kalim is not mekabel tumah. So you have this strange situation where the inner pans are not tameh, but their contents are tameh. Now, the Mishnah continues. Hasheretz bo'el yonah. Suppose the Sheretz, going back to the original scenario, not cracks. These pans are intact, no crack in them. And the Sheretz is in the central pan. V'hatachtona odefes, but the outer pans protrude, the walls of the outer pans protrude higher than the inner pan. In other words, it's not a scenario of Sif Sosei and Shavos. The walls of these pans are not the same height, so that they, if they were the same height, there would be no protrusion, no odefes. But here, the tachtona, the outer pans are higher. The walls are higher than the inner pans. So the outer pan's wall is higher than the inner pan's. And the sheretz is found in the panemis, in the inner pan. Sheretz in the inner pan. So he, the inner pan, v'hatachtona, and the outer pan, temeya, are both tome. Because since the chitzonis is odefes, since the wall of the outer pan is higher, so it's as if the sheretz is not only in the inner pan, it's also in the outer pan. Because the outer pan is containing the innermost pan. The outermost pan is containing the innermost pan. Remember, there are three pans. So the innermost and the outermost are temeim. Because the innermost has the sheretz in it, finished. The outer one is has its walls protruding above. So it contains the innermost one. The outermost one contains the innermost one. And therefore, the outermost one is also tummy. However, the middle one, or if there's more than three, the middle ones, remain tahor. Because true, they are in the avir. They're in the airspace of the outermost one. But a keli, a vessel, cannot be mekabel tumme meyavir kli cheres. So therefore, the innermost one in which the sheretz is tummy. The outermost one, which contains the innermost one, and the sheretz which is inside the innermost one, is also tummy because it has a sheretz in its avir. But the middle ones, not the innermost or the outermost, but the other ones in the center, the other one, if they're only a total of three or more, if there's more than three, the other ones in the center, the central ones, the center, let's just say three. So the innermost one, the outermost one, and the middle one. So the middle one is a kli. And as a kli, where is it going to be mekabel tuma from? It can only be mekabel tuma from the outer one, but it's a keli. And ein keli mekabel tuma meyavir kli cheres. The Mishnah continues. Various girsaos here, various versions of reading it, but let's keep it as simple as possible. Bo'elyono v'hatachtono defes, meaning, we're going back to the same scenario. The sheretz is in the innermost one. The outermost one is protruding above all of them. So that's before. Sheretz belyona tachtono defes. So again, the innermost one and the outermost one, temeos. The middle one, tohor. However, that's if the middle one is dry. But suppose inside the middle one, kol sheyesh ba mashke tofeach, it's damp. Damp enough so that you would touch the wall of the middle one. Your hand would come away with some moisture. Then tameyo. Then the middle one is tame. Why? Because the liquid became tame from the fact that it is in the outermost one. It's in the avir klicheres of the outermost one. So once the liquid is tame, the liquid has the power to be metame kelim. Midrabanon mashkim tameim ametame kelim. So therefore, the middle one is also tummy. If the middle one is totally dry, no problem. Because it's totally dry, it's not mekabel tuma, because it's a keli, and ein keli mekabel tuma me'avir hakli. Me'avir kli cheres. Now you might wonder, doesn't the middle one contain the middle innermost one? And in the innermost one is lying this dead sheretz? Yes. Fine, but the middle one's walls are not protruding above the innermost ones. Only the outermost one's walls are protruding above it. So the middle one can't be said to be containing the sheretz, because its walls are not higher than the innermost ones. So it's not containing the innermost one. It's level with the, its height is level with the innermost one. So therefore, it's the Sheretz is not in it. It's inside of it. It's toch tocho. The Sheretz is toch tocho of the middle one. And the middle one is not mekabel tumah from the outermost one, because en kli mekabel tumah meyavir kli cheres. And so we have finished Mishnah 8, and the process finished the 10th perek, and the process concluded. It's been a long shir, but that's the way it is. We've concluded lesson number 39.